Good Wednesday morning, beloved. It is good to share this morning with you. Today we will be reading Psalm 8. And this psalm of praise describes the role of human beings in relation to all of creation. The psalm begins and ends with the same verse, celebrating God's greatness in all the world. Again, this week, God's saving words for us has been praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. Your praise reaches up to heaven. It is sung by children and babies. You are safe and secure from all your enemies. You stop anyone who opposes you. When I look at the sky which you have made, at the moon and the stars which you set in their places, what are human beings that you think of them? Mere mortals that you care for them. Yet you made them inferior only to yourself. You crowned them with glory and honor. You appointed them rulers over everything you made, and you placed them over all creation. Sheep and cattle and the wild animals too, the birds and the fish and the creatures in the sea. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. And today's key verse is Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. You know, it's interesting, as today's ecology activists blame every bad thing on humans. Humans are destroying the world. Humans are destroying our atmosphere. Humans are destroying this, that, and the other. And yet, when we look at God's word, God says that he has put us in charge of these things. We are to be stewards of all of creation. God has entrusted his creation to us. And we must each do our part in keeping that creation for him. Let us pray. Sovereign God, your greatness is seen in all the world. Teach me to be a faithful steward of your creation. With a thankful heart, I sing praises to you and glorify your holy name. Amen. Well, tomorrow, beloved, join us as we are going to be reading Psalm 29, a hymn in praise of the Lord's mighty voice. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.